Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You want to talk about socialism or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here with Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. Richie, you've got a story from Common Dreams where they're claiming that socialism is what made America great.
Absolutely.
Dig further into that in moments, but first we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And also, you can call in, by the way, to our Discord call-in lines. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. That is where you can, 24 hours a day, by the way, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. And there's various different rooms in there. It's like a multi-channel chat server. Some of them are voice chats. Most of the people hang out in the text chat rooms. But during our live show, you can connect to the on-air call-in line rooms at the very top of the list, and then you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. So go to discord.lrn.fm to connect there. That's discord.lrn.fm. So you can bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about socialism. We do have other things in the news tonight. New York, the governor there is signing an emergency executive action to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes. This is looking like it's going to be a trend. Actually, New York isn't the first state to do it. It was Michigan that did it first. So we'll get to all of that. Let's talk first to Chris. He's calling us from California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was driving home and I heard you speaking about the family that's being prosecuted for producing the opioid drugs.
I don't know if that was our show, but we're happy to talk to you about opioids. Yeah,
you'll have to tell us about the family a little bit. I don't know that much about it.
Well, I wanted to speak to people who were on the air because they were.
It's possible you're listening to a show that is recorded. And
were you talking about that recently, Mark?
Probably because it's Cindy, and so that's probably right. I'm sorry.
Look, I don't know if you've called the right show, but like I said, we're happy to talk to you about opioids if you just want to tell us what the story is.
Well, the two gentlemen speaking were talking about this family that's I've only read a little bit about it. I live in the boondocks.
Okay.
And I see that they said they'd give a lot of their fortune to pay back the people that have been hit with the oxycodone stuff.
We briefly discussed last night the recent rulings regarding the whatever that family is that owns. Is it Johnson & Johnson?
Well,
I don't know. There's so many
and
cases.
And one of the people
point.
Were saying that those people should be raped for what they've done. And I personally, I was on a liver transplant list for 12 and a half years. And you cannot have any other painkillers except for that, because OxyContin does not damage your liver.
It doesn't?
No. And so if you have
should
liver
have
problems,
have
that is the only painkiller you can take.
It's also really strong.
And then I did have a liver transplant, and that's a pretty painful experience. And while I was in the hospital, I didn't talk to them. They were giving me drugs, but I'm sure it was that type of drug.
So what you're saying is oxycodone was beneficial to you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And
who was saying, Mark, that someone should be
raped?
I don't think when you need the drug, anything else can be used by these people.
Yeah. And I'm with you, Chris.
I think the producer of the drug should be who's blamed? It should be the doctors that prescribe too much of it.
Well,
they are who to blame.
Well, no. Everyone has an individual choice on how much to take.
Right. It's the individual who's responsible for what they put in their body. If a doctor says, take this and, you know, call me in the morning, yeah, he's giving you advice, but you could still choose not to follow it, or you can take half of it.
I understand that. I understand that completely. But a doctor should be able to recognize his patients, which ones are taking too much and which ones aren't, and cut them off.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say if somebody is being honest, you know, or forthcoming with their habit that they've developed. Maybe
pain is a weird thing.
Maybe they don't want to be honest with their doctor about that. But I don't disagree with you, Chris. I don't think that the company that makes oxycodone or hydrocodone or whatever, these different opiate products, should be held liable for people's problems. I think the court ruling
in
this particular case.
That's absolutely what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you disagree with us.
I don't know what show you're listening.
He said the doctor should be responsible.
Well, I think that the individual is responsible.
That's where we disagreed. But I'm saying the company should not be held responsible. And there was a $500+ million, I think it was a judgment out of, was it Oklahoma or something like that? Where
I missed that one.
Johnson & Johnson has been ordered to pay by a jury over $500 million. Now, presumably they're going to appeal that.
That's what I can't believe that a manufacturer of a useful...
Right.
Needed drug should be...
Look, heroin is useful. Cocaine is useful. Many of these drugs that they've made illegal are useful in certain medical circumstances. And the government has decided...
I've never heard of cocaine being used in medical circumstances.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a numbing agent for dentists at one time.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
I knew it was in 1880, but...
Well, that's a time. Hey, thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call tonight. And I have no idea who he was listening to saying somebody should be raped over that. That doesn't sound like something anyone would say on our show.
So let me ask you this. If a manufacturer of a drug misadvises people on the danger of addictiveness, mm-hmm. of their drug, should they be responsible for anything there? It's false advertising, right?
I don't think that anybody should be forced by a government to put addictive warnings on their labels, which is what you're talking about, right? Like on cigarettes.
Not necessarily addictive warnings, but misleading the side effects or of the use case.
Are you saying that by misleading, you mean they just don't list on their side effects addictive?
No, I mean by misleading, saying this really isn't addictive.
Oh, you're saying lying about, just straight up lying. Okay, yeah, I mean, I think that you shouldn't be able to, you know, falsely advertise a thing, but I don't think that you need the government to step in those circumstances. I think the market can identify actors who are being dishonest and out them publicly, you know, Consumer Reports. Or...
See, to me, fraud is something that libertarianism covers. Mm-hmm. And if you're being fraudulent in the marketing of your stuff, I think, okay, if we're going to hire this organization to have a monopoly on violence, then sure. Fraud is a crime, as far as I'm concerned. And however we manage to prosecute crimes, then I'm fine with it. Fraud being treated as a crime.
Hmm. In the current use case being the
government. I mean, I get what you're saying, but I'm against the state. I'm against the government organization in general. The idea of the use of violence against peaceful people is not okay with me. And in order to have that system, you're going to have taxes and that sort of thing. So I'd rather see fraud dealt with in a market-based way.
Well, there are right. So we're agreeing that fraud is a crime, right? So, like burglary, for instance, is a crime. Somebody comes to my house, they take something.
It's only a crime if there's a victim.
Well, the victim is the person who's been defrauded and suffered because of the information provided.
Well, right. You can go out there and tell a lie about a product, and maybe nobody's going to become a victim of
that. That's certainly possible. Yeah. Right. There's a victim, and the damages are quantifiable.
Or is it also a lie to claim that your product is the best at a certain thing?
Well,
is there a victim there?
No, I don't think that's another weird one to claim you're the best based on what measure,
right,
and how specific you get. I'll share this anecdote with you briefly. I used to do door to door home security systems back in Hawaii, and there was a fraudulent home security company that I worked for that skipped town. And at one point, the owner of the company said, as part of our pitch, we're the number one home security in the state.
Uh-huh.
And I went, well, BS, because I've worked for the number one home security in the state. You're not it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, no, dude, you just go to, like, you know, was it homesecurityreport.com? And sure enough, you go to homesecurityreport.com, this new startup company, number one, home security.
Who owns homesecurityreport.com?
He did, because I did the Who Is lookup, and it was him. He put together this website. But
more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work and play whenever you felt like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man and live a completely free life? You can live this way. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And and Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which today celebrates its 7th anniversary of the theatrical premiere back in 2012. So congratulations to Derek J and Judge Burke and all of the other people who made that movie great.
Did you send Burke flowers?
No, but I saw him driving today in Keene. He drives the same kind of car I do. Anyway, you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com if you have not seen this movie. The good news is it's free to watch online anytime you want. You can actually watch the original theatrical cut, or you can watch the director's cut version, both of them available for free on the Free Keene YouTube channel. But you can link to all of them over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And there's, of course, the DVD as well, which is the director's cut version plus something like 7+ hours of bonus footage, bonus content on the disc. You pop the disc into your computer, and you can actually access like all the original activist videos that we used to make the movie from. So you get to see the full context, the full actual video that whatever those great clips in the film were based on.
Can we get Derek J to watch it again and do a commentary on it? That would be kind of cool.
I bet we could. There's been some talk about that, maybe for the 10th anniversary, yeah, is to have Derek J back in for another commentary track, or maybe have the group of us do the group track.
Didn't the last time he gave commentary on this, he said he was embarrassed about the whole thing?
Well, you're thinking of the 5-year retrospective where we did a presentation out at the Seacoast, actually. It was the Seacoast Repertory Theater, which is a cool little theater out there that takes cryptocurrency for tickets and that sort of thing. And so that's where we chose to do the presentation, since Derek J. lives out there now. So he used to live here in Keene. Right above our studio was his bedroom. And so, you know, it felt right that the premiere was in Keene when he was still here. We had the premiere at the theater, and then 5 years later, he's living out in Portsmouth, so we showed it out there. And lots of people who had not seen it actually got to see it in a theater kind of thing, so that was cool. I don't know if I answered your question. So, yes.
Well, I just suggested another commentary track.
Yeah, another commentary track.
Retrospective.
On the DVD, you get actually 2 commentary tracks.
Okay.
So, you know, if you really are into the movie, you can watch Derek J's all by himself. He comments on the film. And then there's another one with me and Bo Davis, who's the editor of the film, and Derek J.
Nice.
All sitting around watching it. And I thought they were really, really good. So if you want to grab that DVD, that's available on victimlesscrimespree.com. So happy anniversary to Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out. And then also show it to some friends. It's one of those movies where it's fine, it's fun to watch alone, but it's even more fun to watch it with a group of people because it is an emotional film. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. All right, so we've been talking about socialism here. Richie, you've got a story from Common Dreams. We're sort of coming through slowly over time. Maybe
sure.
We'll get through this thing.
It's a short article. But
yeah, yeah.
It's spawned a lot of discussion.
There's a lot to say on socialism. So, you know, people, of course, have different definitions of what they believe socialism to be. But the person writing this article, Tim Butterworth, he seems to think that government projects, building projects, that sort of thing. He mentions the interstate, and that's about
right.
As far as we got.
That's where we're at
right
now.
These are like really important, and we wouldn't have them otherwise.
Congress funded a half century of highway construction, building 47,000 miles, the biggest public works project in the history of the world. It cost $500 billion in today's dollars, with 90% coming from Washington and 10% from the states.
Well, now let's clarify. The money came from the taxpayers.
Absolutely.
Put right. into Washington, then redistributed to
siphoned
whichever construction companies, you know, got the sweetheart deal of being able to build these things. That's probably 4 times what the actual cost of the roads were.
Right. I think the term public works tends to draw up in people's minds as government workers. And I would say that government workers were highly underrepresented in the segment of those who built the interstate.
When do you ever see government workers building roads?
Right, they say, without the government, how would we have roads? When does the government build roads?
Thank God they don't.
Right. I mean, that'd be a mess. Now, usually you'll have government workers repairing the roads with that, that gooey, gravelly, black stuff they shove in a hole for a season, and that's about it. They can operate a shovel, excellent, but you need actual construction companies for-profit businesses with that get government contracts. That's right. Not a public work. Yeah. Certainly not in the same way as, well, let's get the CCC to build a dam. You know, not the same thing.
However, the interstate highways transformed America. In 1919, it took a month or more to drive cross-country. The record today is a little over 24 hours. Automobile ownership skyrocketed, gas sales jumped, motels mushroomed, the suburbs flourished, and malls were built. Construction
multinational oil corporations were given the start, and the beginning of a new form of fascism took place.
But look at all the businesses that grew around it. Construction companies, automakers, and oil companies flourished too, along with their workers. There was a downside, of course. Rail and mass transit were marginalized, urban sprawl spread across the land, the daily commute grew longer, and our carbon footprint grew bigger, as multi-lane highways destroyed urban communities. Still, it puts lie to the chant that the U.S. has never been a socialist country. After all, we drive on socialist, government-owned roads.
Agreed.
Meanwhile,
again, the presumption here is that we wouldn't have roads if it weren't for the government.
Well, yeah, the presumption is that anything that the government does, you either use it and are therefore should be a socialist, or you, in order to be, you know, a rigid and pure libertarian, you must not use this thing that you were forced to pay for.
Which means can't leave your house.
Right. I mean, it's
whether you're on the sidewalk or you're on the roads, you're paying. You know, you're on something likely that was paid for by taxation.
Right. I mean, like, we don't think that companies can put asphalt on the ground because that's what they're doing. It's the government paying companies.
I've seen Disney World. They can put asphalt on the ground.
There are private roads all over this nation, and all you have to do is look. Roads are a poor argument for socialism. Mm-hmm. I can make far better ones.
Even still, you brought up the idea that libertarians can't use public works or whatever. Someone made the argument recently that you can't even have a mailbox on your property because you're then having them, you know, the mail service drive to you, and that's, you know, that's somehow involving yourself into the system. As like some people, like I, you know, I consider myself to be fairly principled, and even those type of arguments, I like, that's a little far. That's a little far-fetched to go to where you can't even use, you know, you can't even get mail delivery because that's an unprincipled libertarian position.
I'd be happy to pay these people for their roads that they monopolized if that's all I had to pay for. Look, when it comes to you know, government programs that really irk me on a national level, it's dropping bombs on people in my name.
Mm-hmm.
All right? On a local level, it's the crap hole school that you call the best in the whole state because that's what everybody says about their government school and that you force me to pay for when I would never send my kid there.
Toll-free number, 855. Is there more to this socialism thing?
Yeah, there's a little bit more. We'll
continue with that. 855-450 free. If you want to weigh in on socialism, you can. Plus, New York State looks like they're going to be banning flavored e-cigarettes as soon as possible. We will share that with you as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty, Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Saudi Arabia is working to get its oil production back online after a series of drone attacks damaged key facilities. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan, appearing on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, says the U.S. is assisting the kingdom.
It was a very serious attack, and the Department of State and Department of Defense will be working with our partners in the government of Saudi Arabia on appropriate defensive measures and responses. On the U.S. side, we don't have a hostile actor like the Houthis that are supported by the Iranian government with that kind of capability with any range toward the United States. That said, drones or unmanned aerial systems do present a homeland security concern.
Tens of thousands of General Motors employees may go on strike. The United Auto Workers are threatening to do it tonight. They've been trying to make a deal since July. There's no official plans for negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. The live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll free number is 855-450.
That's the one that got banned.
So I'm scrolling down through the chat room here on the Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Earlier tonight, it was actually at our local Social Sunday Libertarian meetup thing that we do every week here in Keene. You were telling us about, Richie, this photograph that had been banned from Facebook.
Right. So
one of our co-hosts.
The co-host. We admin the Elect Nobody Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a notice saying that, you know, he had posted some content that violated the Facebook standards. And so I hit a button to say appeal, and it came back and said, like, no, this violates standards. So I informed Nobody of this occurrence. And he was like, well, what got banned? Like, what did I post that was mm-hmm. so offensive on Facebook? And it was what you're looking at now, which I'll let you describe.
It's Elmer Fudd, and the backdrop is the, you know, waving American flag, and then this Beto O'Rourke guy, I guess, is the politician. He's on the other side of the frame, and Elmer's looking at him as he says, "I'm here for your guns." And then there's, you know, the classic Elmer Fudd raises his rifle and just blasts him with, like, an animated, you know, the animated blast to the face. And apparently that's unacceptable to Facebook because it's mean to a politician or something like that. So anyway, I was just laughing because I had not actually seen it. I'd heard you describe it, but it is pretty funny.
Well, it was easy for me to describe to him because he knew what he had posted. I went, the one where Elmer Fudd blasts Beto in the face, and you know that's the one. And well, someone put in the Discord.
It is not banned from our Discord, so get on over there at discord.lrn.fm. So we are talking about the socialism piece over at Common Dreams, where they're claiming that socialism made America great. They cite the interstate system, ignoring the fact that people would build roads without the federal government.
You would think, and have, right? Yeah. I brought in an article. Well, I had it from my podcast, the Anarchist Experience. We didn't get to it, but it was the gist of the article was basically a farmer in his free time built a road for his community because nobody else would.
This was in Africa?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Some other country, and it's basically...
And he didn't get arrested.
Not only did he not get arrested, but it's not like he gave up his regular job. Like, he did his regular job and then built the road for the community. So, who would build the roads? Well, people that value...
People that want to get somewhere or want you to be able to get somewhere, like, to their business.
But how do you connect it when it has to go across the entire country, Ian?
You need to figure it out. They built train tracks.
Privately.
Yeah.
With government, in many cases, government bounties.
True. It would have happened anyway, though,
at some point.
Really, what's the difference between getting paid beforehand or getting paid afterwards in order to put the road together? The government doesn't build roads.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. It's just a funding mechanism for building the roads.
And it's a crappy one.
And the presumption is that roads are not valuable enough to our lives that somebody would fund the, you know, making of roads. I think what the government's real advantage when it comes to road making in people's mind is the is eminent domain, right? So, well, we're just going to have to run the road right through here. So if the person doesn't want to come up with, it doesn't want to, you know, take our offer, then we just force them to take our offer, right? That's what eminent domain is. However, with the advent of, you know, human technologies, technology is just basically an idea. With the advent of auction theory, then you can get a road from one location to the next without having eminent domain. Plus, let's not forget, we live in 2019 and we've got lots of roads in lots of places already. In many cases,
thanks to the government.
If we just improved road technology, then we'd be fine. But, you know, anyway, thanks to the government, my foot. going on, what auction theory is that you have point A and point B. There are, you know, on a globe, a variety of ways to get from point A to point B by going through different people's property.
Mm-hmm.
You say you make three paths. We'll call them path one, path two, and path three. On path one, you contact all the people who own property along path one. You make them all offers based on contingent upon everybody on path one agreeing to the offer. Path two, you do the same thing.
Because if they don't agree and they want to charge more, that would be a problem.
It's almost the last person that agrees to it.
But in this case, because you make an offer that is contingent, the last person can't say, oh, it's $1 million an inch, boy. Right? It's contingent. And I have three paths. Most roads aren't straight, ladies and gentlemen.
One's going to be the most efficient path, but if the most efficient path is two times more expensive than the least efficient path,
Right. And
what's the cost?
Right. It's all about cost. And so you've got path one, path two, path three, and along those paths, likely those people will accept it. Once it's realized that there's none of this $1 million an inch counter offer bull crap going on anymore, then that's it. The eminent domain is intended to counteract the $1 million an inch counter offer. And auction theory adroitly steps aside the issue without government force.
That's right.
We don't need it, ladies and gentlemen. We do not need the government to build roads. It's the worst argument. No, we don't need them for fire engines either.
I'll also say this about the efficiency of roads. I don't quote me on the source because I don't remember where it was, but apparently people don't necessarily like efficient roads because the efficiency of the road is a straight line between point A and point B.
They like curvy roads?
And for long distances, point A to point B becomes monotonous and boring and depressing.
Mm.
So people like the scenic route, the curves that goes.
Well, we got plenty of that in New Hampshire.
Yes, we
there
do.
Ain't no straight roads
There's
around
not
here.
Anywhere. I prefer the quickest, you know, most direct
I prefer
route,
straight, too.
But no,
yeah.
not around here.
Just so get me there.
You're right. So I'm just throwing that out there because I forget what country did it, but they purposely built curvy roads that were more scenic
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, make the populace there.
It's happy least. Now.
I can say that it is true for residential roads. For instance, you'll find that richer neighborhoods tend to have curvy roads and
mm-hmm.
poorer neighborhoods tend to have sort of a grid like
a trailer park.
Well,
or New York City. That's a big grid.
It is, that's for sure. All right, next part of the story.
Next part of the story. I'll blast through this as quick as
socialism.
Yeah. The most there. Meanwhile, there's almost universal support for Social Security, our government insurance, and half the country, including Medicare and Medicaid recipients, veterans, and federal election officials, receive some form of socialist government-funded health care. So they're making the case that, you know, medical costs and medical care.
They're claiming there's almost unanimous support for what was the
almost
one they used?
Universal support for Social Security.
Almost universal for Social Security. Really?
I think that I think there's a high support for Social Security. The problem is that I've got to pay for the worst retirement program in the world.
I wonder if it depends how you ask the question. So for instance, you know, a lot of times with polling, the way you ask a question determines the kind of answers that you're going to get from people.
Do you like having your Social Security check taken out of your paycheck?
Well, no, okay. You could ask it like, do you like the idea of getting a check for every single, you know, every month from the point you retire on till when you die? And most people are going to say, hell yeah, I like the idea of getting a check every month. That sounds great.
Yeah, sure.
Give me the check.
Checks are awesome.
But if you put it in the way of like, well, if you had the choice to not pay the 15% roughly out of your paycheck, because half of it's hidden, they don't show it to you, that's paid behind the scenes by the company that's paying you, and the other part of it you can actually see taken out of your check, as I understand it, that 15%, would you prefer to keep that money if it meant that you then would not receive Social Security, and you could decide how to spend, save, or invest that money? I bet you'd get a different result. I don't know if it'd be a majority that would say yes to that question, but I bet it would be more people saying yes to that than the other version of the question.
Would you like to force other people at the threat of imprisonment to participate in a failing retirement program with you? That's really the question that should be asked. Oh, the worst retirement program that you can possibly imagine. 1% returns, less than inflation. It's awful.
It's a waste of time. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, they can change the rules at any time. So if they want to change the age at which you can begin collecting it, raise that age, they can do that. If
they want do that to people already.
Change the amount, they can change the amount. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. We've been kind of picking this piece apart from Common Dreams about socialism, claiming that socialism made America great, citing the interstate system. They're going to cite the Tennessee Valley Authority, I guess, coming up. So we'll get into that and what that's all about. But with you tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And also, Mark, tell me about your experience so far with Balance of Nature.
Well, I've been taking capsules. Ultimately, Balance of Nature is, it's a supplement. And, for instance, if, say, you aren't getting enough fruits and vegetables in your diet, Balance of Nature has a great product called the Balance of Nature Fruit and Balance of Nature Vegetable, and they're capsules that if you take three of each, you'll get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. It's food. This isn't a drug. And people are reporting their skin looks better, the bags under their eyes go away, they have increased energy, body pain's reduced or goes away, they're getting sick less or not at all. You can go online, become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no extra charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code FTL. It's balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL.
Back to Common Dreams, the piece that you've been sharing, Richie. Go ahead.
So I said, yeah, the Tennessee Valley Authority coming up. Consider also the Tennessee Valley Authority, a federally owned corporation created by Congress in 1933. Tennessee and five nearby states were devastated by poverty, hunger, and ill health. Only 1% of farm families had indoor plumbing, and about a third of the population in the valley had malaria. Starting in 1933, our taxes pay to build TVA power plants, flood control, and river navigation systems. In 1942 alone, the construction of 12 hydroelectric and one coal steam plant employed a total of 28,000 workers. Today, the TVA is a federally owned corporation with assets worth over $34 trillion, according to the SEC.
What? $34 trillion? My God.
Assets. So not necessarily cash on hand.
I know, but wow.
Yep. And while Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rails against socialism, half of his constituents in Kentucky buy cheap, publicly produced TVA electricity. Free market, for-profit, capitalist power states often pay twice as much. Like our highway system.
I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Like our highway system, we need to change our TVA to meet the
state doesn't understand pricing.
Well, yeah, and again, because it's subsidized, right? Of course it costs less because they don't have to worry about the price mechanisms associated with how much it costs to produce that.
Well, according to the website downsizinggovernment.org, in a piece written about the TVA, in 2016, it says the it's a legally protected monopoly within its service region, so no competition allowed, and it has unilateral authority to set its own rates without regulatory reviews that private utilities usually face. The TVA does not pay federal, state, or even local income, property, or other taxes. So that's one of the reasons their prices are lower. They've got lower overhead.
Well, that sort of makes sense to me. If it was a government corporation created, I don't know how private it is now.
That's what it is. It's a government corporation. It's run by the federal government.
It never made sense to me that government workers or corporations or anything pay taxes, right? It's just, to me, that's a shell game for the money.
It is a shell game.
Right? It's like you get subsidized by the taxes and
then
you pay a portion of that.
But they can afford to pay more if they charge you taxes on it.
Sure.
Right.
For the people.
I'm going to pay you $5,000 a month and then take a third of it away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a shell game.
Right. But you wouldn't get as many people that wanted to play the game if you said, I'm going to pay you $3,500 a month.
That's true.
So, there you go.
I want to go to John in Virginia. We'll talk more about the TVA here. John, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WNIS.
You know, the thing about socialism, if you want to hit the nail on the head, our prison system right now are kind of socialist. They did wind up hiring contractors to run the thing, but they're paid for with federal money. And they end up, the more people they have in prison, the more money they make. It's like everybody's a cow or something. The thing with socialism, the question isn't what will they give me. The question is what will they allow me to have and keep? I think socialism, to me, it's not just taking your money. It's taking your time that you've got because you've given so many years to live, so many years to make the most you can of your life. And if you have children, try to make the most of their life. The more you make, the harder you work, the more they take from you. And they say the reason they do that is because you had some sort of unfair advantage, and it's not right that you've got this and someone else has that. But they're taking all these poor people, these disadvantaged people, and what do? They send them to the prisons, and they're making money off of them. I think some people go to prison. They didn't go for a violent crime. They go, and they get sentenced because it's worth money. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, they are forced to work. Absolutely.
Right.
The prisons, they force these prisoners to work, or else they go to they go into solitary confinement, which is essentially torture. So you're forced to work, and that means you're working at below market rates for, in many cases, corporations.
I think in some cases they use that argument against private prisons as well, because they say, well, the private prisons need to keep their numbers up in order to get the funding from the state. So they're incentivized to keep more people in prison.
But it's a shell game. They may have had a person come in to run those prisons, but it benefits everybody in prison. The more prisoners you have, the more the guards make, the more the private makes, the private person, the state gets free labor.
They call it the prison industrial complex. Yes. There's a name for it.
Yeah, you can call it privatized all you want, but it is still paid for with taxpayer dollars.
That's correct.
And if they really wanted to run it efficiently, just like the government, the government's the people who buy the $1,000 hammers or the gold-plated whatchamacallit, So the government
That's exactly
is not efficient.
Right.
It's, what could TVA do if a true private person came in? They would have to cut the unions. They'd probably have to cut some of the labor. You wouldn't have as much deadwood, but I bet you'd run more efficient.
You'd never get an opportunity to compete in that arena because they're not going to give up their,
they have a monopoly.
Yeah, their status, and well, they've got the right of ways and all that other stuff. And
you try coming in there, they're going to put handcuffs on you.
Right. Well, you know, I'll go ahead and get off now. But that's
going
to end with this.
I appreciate
the thing is this: when they're holding something out to you with one hand, they've got a hand behind their back that's holding something back, and federal work saying, yeah, we're going to come for your guns. I mean, to me, I guess because it's been going on so long and it seems to be more and more accepted, you wait and see if they don't get harder and harder as a police state. Because if you'll notice, socialist countries, true socialist, hard socialist countries, they don't let their people leave the country. If socialism is so damn great, why can't they come and go freely? If it's great, who would want to leave?
Great question. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and you don't have to look any further than Venezuela, you know, to see yet another example of yet another socialist state that does not want you to leave it.
Socialists are going to call that state capitalism because it uses a word they don't like. And that's
That's
not the democratic socialism we could use here.
It wasn't long ago that you had people like Bernie and others who were cheering on the Venezuelan state.
They like socialism. Until they don't like socialism.
Until it becomes an embarrassment.
At which point they rename it state capitalism.
Until it becomes an embarrassment and everything fails, which is, of course, inevitably what happens with socialism.
Right.
More on the TVA. So, again, doesn't pay any taxes. And they make, quote, payments in lieu of taxes to state and local governments, but those are less than the typical taxes paid by private utilities. The TVA is mainly a wholesaler of power, selling it to 155 municipal and cooperative distributors who then in turn sell it to retail customers. Those local utilities
middlemen
must
Excellent.
Provide 5 to 15-year notices if they want to terminate their relationship with the TVA, which is an anti-competitive arrangement that works to the TVA's advantage. So if you want to break the deal, it might take you 15 years or a decade to, you know, move to another option. The origin of the TVA was the New Deal. It was created in 1933 by assembling land surrounding the Tennessee River and tributaries across seven states with the aid of the eminent domain.
There it is again.
With the advantage of taxpayer funding and federal legal power, the TVA bullied private power producers out of the way, removed more than 15,000 people from their land.
You mean evil capitalists?
No, I'm talking about farmers.
No,
people
no, the private power producers.
No, this is the TVA that removed 15,000 people from their land in order to take the land to build their infrastructure.
The Congress created corporation.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, 855.
I think they flooded something to get part of that.
There's some environmental damage that they talk about later in the story as well. 855-450-3733. More about the just awful socialist programs that if we didn't have them, the Tennessee Valley would still have power, and they might even have more options. We'll come back with more in Hour 3. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe,
effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.